Hi friends, today I visited a friend, a craftsman, an artist, and a photographer. His name is Nobuyuki-san, who lives in Yonezawa, Yamagata, Japan. He is very famous in Japan for his craftsmanship and wood carvings of takapopo, which means a hawk or eagle. He carves these takapopos from a branch, from a tree, using nothing more than his vision, his skill, and some traditional Japanese knives. By using a shaving technique, he can make the wings and the feathers come alive. Then his wife and daughter paint them in color to give them character. Even as a young man, he was brought to Disneyland, California to be showcased and be recognized for his craftsmanship. It has been said that if you have one of his takapopos in a place in your home, in a place of honor, like an eagle with a strong eye, will look over you and your family to keep you safe. Nobuyuki-san is a very creative man, using his artistic skills and photography to create stories through his camera lens, including in his current works of Chi-Chi, a monkey that lives in the mountains and sometimes gets lost and wanders into the city. When that happens, men get together to capture it and return the monkey to its home in the mountains. The photos he has recorded and captures the emotion of the monkey's face. Really nice work. Nobuyuki-san also enjoys writing songs. Many local recording stars in Japan have come to his home, to his music studio, to rehearse in this very place I am with him now. Once the artist agrees on a piece, he'll take it to a professional recording studio and cut the song. He has signed posters all around his home studio of many of these performers. I have been coming to this area in Japan for many years and always do my best to meet my friend for a cup of coffee in his home studio. Even though he cannot speak any English, we have a friendship from a world away. When this visit is only short, and due to other commitments we both had on our part, but we did enjoy each other's company, coffee, even recorded some video clips and photos highlighting my friends, his art, and his craftsmanship. I hope you enjoy this short story, and thank you for listening. I'm Bruce Garber in Yonezawa, Yamagata, Japan.